Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Clark, CEO of Gfinity. John, thanks for joining me.
Pleased to be here.
Yeah, and you've had some positive news out the last 2 days. You've had news out in the V10R League and the F1 Esports Series, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do that, as always, John, if someone's just tuning in for the first time or vaguely aware of Gfinity but not sure as to what you do, just give us a brief overview, a summary of the business, if you could.
Yes, Gfinity is a leading esports and competitive gaming and digital media company, and we reach 100 million gamers a month through our web and social channels.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so good news about F1 and the partnership with Abu Dhabi Motorsport Management in the past 2 days. Let's start with F1. What does this mean for Gfinity? Explain what's going on here.
Yeah, we're excited to extend the contract for the F1 Esports Series presented by Aramco. You know, it's an increase in value compared to last year, which is good news. And the contract reflects an expanded program and importantly, the return of live sim racing. You know, F1 Esports started in 2017 and Gfinity has been part of that journey since day one. And as it continues to grow, we're very well positioned to grow with it. You know, last year delivered record viewership numbers for the F1 Esports. It was up more than 100% versus the previous year. And I think what's important here is that Esports is working for F1 because it's driving younger consumers to experience the brand. So the extended contract's important because it's a sign of F1's continued commitment to Gfinity and our commitment to F1 to keep delivering excellence both in ideation and the delivery of the product.
Yeah, so how many years have F1 done this for now? Because, of course, like you say there, it gives them that important window into the esports gaming community, which is large and growing in certain younger demographics. So they've been doing this for a while now, so you could safely say, probably, this is not a temporary fad of theirs. They're going with it long-term, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. And I think when you look at some of the hires that Formula One has been making, bringing more experienced esports practitioners into the organization, you know, the ambition is very strong to roll the competition out and to do more grassroots level activity, which is ideal because I think for us, when we look at that and the use of our technology platform Gfinity Engage, get more people playing, be more people playing competitively. Once you do that, they stay in the game longer, they spend more, and they become a stickier relationship. So everything points to sort of increased activity in this space, and we're well positioned to do that with them.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about the V10R League Season 3 live finals to be held in Abu Dhabi, and Mercedes joins the roster as well. So it's live in Abu Dhabi. What does that mean? Why is that important?
Yeah, I think the most important thing there is the fact that it's like the world's getting back to normal and live events are in demand again, which obviously hasn't been the case for a while. And when that happens, that creates new commercial opportunities. You know, we co-own the V10R League with Abu Dhabi Motorsport Management. And what that means is that we're paid for ideation and delivery, and we also share 50-50 the commercial upside of what's created. Mm. It's important to remember and for me, especially when I look back at this, you know, we launched the V10R League in the middle of the pandemic. Mm. You know, it was unknown as an unknown product. It was a unique format that hadn't been done before. It just basically had to prove itself. So now it's growing in stature, which I think is highlighted by the fact that Mercedes asked to join for season three. So the fact that we've got the live finals for the first time to be held in Abu Dhabi at the spectacular the Yas Mall as part of the Abu Dhabi gaming event that's happening in the country at the time, it means that more people are going to be seeing it. And to make it happen, you know, we needed the support of local organisations, and that's where Miral and Etihad have stepped in. But I honestly believe that we're scratching the surface of the value of this product, and we've got exciting plans to grow it and make it more commercially exciting for all parties involved.
Yeah, yeah. And talk about F1 there and VR League, two parts of the strategy there. And, you know, the VR League is your virtual motorsport offering. So how does that explain that strategy then, John, if you could, within the...
You know, virtual motorsport is important because it draws on the experience that sits within the company, both from our digital media group and Gfinity Engage, which is our tech IP offering. So through racinggames.gg, you know, we have one of the fastest growing websites in motorsports, and you'll see a surge in users there in the coming weeks when the new F1 game comes out. So we have expertise in that space of understanding how to connect with motorsport gamers. Or gamers that love motorsport, other games they enjoy as well. Mm-hmm. And our tech IP, which is race control, which is all the adjudication that supports the big events and the big competitions that we run, and Gfinity Engage, which is the tournament platform, are both integrated into what we're doing today for Formula One and ADMM, and what we've planned for our motorsport offerings in the future. So virtual motorsport is a perfect platform for us to showcase our expertise. I think what's also important for it as well is that it makes Gfinity an in-conversation brand, because potential partners and clients are drawn to us because of what we do in the virtual motorsport space and the people that we work with and do great work for. So it supports all the pillars of the company strategy that we've been sort of focused on for the last 2 years and are continue to focus on, because it's the right way forward for the business.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the other pillar there, which is the fast-growing Gfinity Digital Media. How is that progressing?
Yeah, with Gfinity Digital Media, the GDM, Q1 delivered the largest number of users we've ever had in a single quarter. We were pleased with this because it's the first two quarters of the calendar year tend to be slower. Mm-hmm. April continued to be strong. Our users were 45% up on the previous year, and revenue was up 96% on the same month in the previous year. I think this is important as we continue to grow both our users and our ability to monetize those users. You know, we're seeing positives in both those areas. So as we're moving now, it's sort of been a relatively quiet period in terms of gaming news. Things are starting to happen now, and the excitement starts to build for new launches, as I mentioned, with the Formula One game in particular coming out. We've seen some interesting developments especially around our the initiative around where to watch with Epic Stream. So anything that you want to see where films, TV shows, etc., by providing that capability and functionality is proving to drive a lot of users as well. So there's a lot of innovations in the space going on and being well primed to grow as we move into the second half of the calendar year.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that normally, you know, this side of the year, the calendar year is quieter, but it hasn't been. It's been recorded record sort of traffic there. So is that an anomaly, or do you think that bodes really well now for the second part of the year?
No, I think that bodes well for the future. Like most things, you know, you need to have momentum, mm-hmm. And you know, we're constantly learning about what they're getting that stickiness and driving more people into our sites. But also, you know, we've moved a number of our sites onto Manifold, which is our content management system, and the content management system allows easier for our editors to use things, easier to drive more people into the right spaces, and also optimize better for revenue generation as well. So putting those things together, then this growth and momentum we're seeing, we expect to continue.
Yeah. And you sort of mentioned there, Engage, the tech sort of IP software service, you know, that's in development, but also the growth driver within the business to be rolled out. How is that progressing?
Yeah, the tech IP is progressing well. We integrated for a second year with one of the major mobile titles that we've been working on, which is, gives us an excellent proof of concept of how this works. And it's also creating some really good spin-off opportunities within that same game. So that's where we've built the integration. Our SaaS product is where we build the APIs and let others integrate with it. And that's currently going through what appears to be a successful beta test. We're constantly learning from that and giving us insights into how to do things differently, better, etc. Good learnings. And we hope to have an update on this on the commercial perspective on the SaaS product shortly. So you know, each in that area, things are moving in line with our plan and the pipeline and the product timeline that we'd set ourselves.
Yeah. In fact, that question there was from a club member of my investing club. They also asked, he said, he's been keeping a close watch on you. And he said, notice on LinkedIn, yeah, you're very active in recruiting at the moment. Can you explain why?
Yes, that's we are. But as I say, we're very active. But I want to make sure we understand we're active through the lens of keeping the economics of our business under control, which, as you know, has been my mantra from day one. So the way that we're looking at this is in recognition that as that product moves to the next stage of its development, we need going to need more dev resources and also some different skills as the product comes out of beta into the real world environment. So these hires are being made in a prudent way. We're looking at through the gate process and reaching milestones and the product development process, and as we hit those and we feel we can sort of free up the resource that is needed to be able to take the next step and move along that that timeline that we've set for ourselves. So everything, we're bringing the resource that we need, being prudent in the way that we do that, and all within a plan that that's developed and that we're working against, and holding the team accountable towards.
Yeah, and generally, you know, financially, are you sort of in line to deliver on market expectations, John?
Yeah, I've got to be careful about giving any market guidance, but what I can say on that is that if we weren't on track to hit our latest profit targets, then we would be obliged to update the market to that effect. And hopefully, the absence of any such update will tell you all you need to know on that one. We're in a good position.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, if you could then, John, as always, three reasons if someone's listening why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Gfinity to their watch list, please.
Yeah, we've got a strategy that's working in a space that's hot again. We've got cash in the path. We're on a pathway to profitability, and partners are choosing to work with us consistently, time and again, and lots of good conversations happening with people that are going to want to work with us in the future.
Excellent stuff, John. Good to chat to you, and hopefully you catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Excellent. Thank you for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.